The lantern sits like the flame on a giant candle. A donkey was pulling a cart loaded with wood up one of these ramps, and another was coming down the other ramp. All day, all night, the great fire must be fed. To continue. The lighthouse master motioned us to follow him, but to keep as close to the wall as possible. There are no railings. One missed step, and we would fall to our deaths. I worried this could happen because the ramp was slippery from donkey dung, and a bitter stench made me feel sick. With one hand I held a veil over my nose, the other hand I firmly pressed against the stone wall. As we passed each small open window, the breeze refreshed me. I could see blue ocean far, far below us. The sight was dizzying. For a moment I imagined myself falling, a thought so vivid my heart raced. But oh, the view! The sea blended so perfectly with the sky, I couldn't tell where one began and the other ended. Below us, the city looked like tiny building blocks had been arranged by a child, white marble blocks gleaming in the sun.